parent equity states, namely one third and two fifth. And so that technique, which is called, we call composite fermion diagonalization, and then so we'll show that the failure of conventional knowledge that we have. And then I'll show that some kind of new correlations between composite fermions that will describe these novel states. And also I'll describe some kind of prediction of anomalously low magnetoroton energies. It's very low energy of magnetorotons, these collective neutral collective modes of these new states, which is due to the new kind of topology in states. And finally, I'll conclude. So these are classic picture of fractional quantum Hall states. So the most of the states are followed with these two sequences. So n by 2n plus 1 is 1 third, 2 fifth, 3 seventh, and so on. And in the other side is 2 third, 3 fifth, 4 seventh, and so on. And filling factor is defined is a number of electron by a number of flux. So that's the filling factor. So these are the states one says. So to describe the fractional quantum Hall effect, that Hamiltonian that you have for many electrons. So that's the kinetic part, and then the interaction between electrons, which is Coulomb interaction, and then you have a Zeeman term. But if we are very strong magnetic field, so basically we ignore that Zeeman term, so that all electrons have same spin, so spin polarized. And then we are in the lowest Landau level, so basically we have only the Coulomb interactions present in the system, and that the Hilbert space is restricted, so only in the lowest Landau level. So no conventional theory like a perturbative method will not work, because there is no small parameter, because only the Coulomb interaction is there. So we have to solve that problem fully without any perturbative method. And this also that FQQ cannot be understood through any instability of any known system. So we have Laughlin so wave functions.
Sorry, you said that it cannot be understood as an instability. Long back there was some view that suppose you have a very dilute electron system in the lowest Landau level, you can think of as a Wigner crystal.
Yeah, the Wigner crystal.
And there is fractional quantum Hall state or like quantum melted Wigner crystals.
So that's
the exception. You it as a
yeah, but that will be in very high magnetic, maybe let's say 1/13th or something in that level.
Right.
But it's if you are okay. In the 1/3 level. So this is the Laughlin's proposed wave functions, which is the exponent is 2n plus 1, which is odd. And one can simply by seeing the wave functions, one can say that what is the fractional filling factor will be. So each particle will fill some 2n plus 1 into n minus 1 vortices for n particle systems. So if you take the thermodynamic limit, so these wave functions will correspond to n by 2n plus into n minus 1, so this filling factor is 1 over 2n plus 1. And so Laughlin wave functions for filling factor 1 third has very good overlap if we do finite system study with the exact wave functions that one obtains with Coulomb interactions here. And so it's all qualitative physics can be understood for the filling factor 1 third through this Laughlin wave function. And it was also seen that the Laughlin wave function is exact ground state for the Haldane pseudo potential V1. So the Coulomb operator that you can describe in the space of pseudo potentials Vm. So it turns out that psi 1 third is the exact eigenstate for this pseudo potential V1. So that one can also see that because the V1 means so the electrons will avoid the relative angular momentum 1. So that's why it starts with the 3. So that's so basically for that it's the exact eigenstate for the V1 pseudo potential. And also it's seen that psi 1 fifth is exact for the potential V1 plus V3. So here also the electrons avoid both the angular momentum 1 and 3rd. So the lowest available thing is 5. So this Laughlin state 1 by 5th is also an eigenstate of V1 plus V3. However, there is no simple generalizations to Laughlin wave functions for other filling factors n over 2n plus 1. So that's why it's called composite fermion theory proposed by Janendra Jain. And the postulate of the theory is that electrons minimize the repulsive interactions by capturing even number of quantized vortices to form a bound state, which he calls composite fermions. So there is a bound state of electron with quantized vortices. So the effective field that is felt by this each of the composite fermions is the reduced things, the applied field, and these things will be further reduced by this attachment of vortices. And so these composite fermions will have their own set of new Landau levels, which is called reduced Landau levels. And so the filling factor for that composite fermion is new CF. Then the filling factor for electrons is defined by this way, new CF by 2 new CF plus 1. Now, if new CF is integer, like n, so that describes the filling factor n over 2n plus 1. So it turns out that the FQQ of electrons is the manifestation of the integer quantum Hall effect of composite fermions. So he proposed the many-body wave functions for these states. So these factors says that you are attaching two flux quanta to its particle to make it composite fermion. Composite fermion fills n effective Landau levels, so that is the wave functions for that n Landau levels. So these are non-interacting wave functions. So these are Slater determinants, and then you project into the lowest Landau level. So that is the proposed wave functions for the composite fermions. Now, if n is 1, so that should give me the wave functions for the Laughlin's proposed wave functions. So if it n is 1, then this is the van der Bonde determinant. So that is Zi minus Zj. So now you can compare. The Laughlin's proposed wave function is that, and the composite fermion wave function is phi 1, and this phi 1 is Zi minus Zj. So it turns out that these two wave functions are equivalent. So the CF theories derives Laughlin wave functions from a different principle, because in this theory there is this unification of fractional quantum Hall effect and the integer quantum Hall effect. So I will give a numerical study of fractional quantum Hall effect in spherical geometry. So in spherical geometry, what happens that n interacting electrons move on the surface of a sphere with 2q flux passing through it due to magnetic monopole kept at the center of the sphere. And this radius of the sphere is fixed through the amount q, it's r root q l. And so in this problem, that if you have n electrons with 2q flux, then it reduced to, for the composite fermions, n composite fermions is 2 little q flux, and that little q flux is reduced. Now, here is the mapping that so there is n 2q and the thermodynamic limit, that is the filling factor nu, and for composite fermion filling nu CF, which is n by 2q, in the n goes to infinity limit. Now, if you find for the 1/3, then this 2 little q is n minus 1, and this number is 3n minus 3, and if you 2/5, this is n by 2 minus 2, and this is 5 by 2n minus 4. And so in general, that you can write is a flux equals to n by filling factor. So in thermodynamic limits, this defines the filling factor, but there is a finite shift minus s depending on the filling factors. And that shift determines topology of that particular filling factor. For example, if I choose nu equals to 1/2, for different values of x, then if you nu half, for S2, the shift is 2, that describes the gapless Fermi liquid of composite fermions. But if it is 3, then it is a gapped pair state, which is a Pfaffian pair state. Actually, that is the candidate for 5-half fractional quantum Hall effect. And then if I say the S is minus 1, that is of the gapped pair state, that is the anti-Pfaffian, which is particle hole conjugate of this Pfaffian wave function. So these are the for different S that you have different correlations.
So what is the physical meaning of the shift S? How do you, because I mean, they seem to be important in the estimation. So what is it?
Yeah, so essentially the ease of these things, depending on these finite shifts, you can write down the different wave functions. So wave function will be totally different.
One will see the meaning of S directly. You can see the consequence, that's what you
say. Yeah, so the consequence of it.
So will it be visible if I open the droplet with a like a spherical or circular droplet?
Right.
Will this ship S be visible there? Or you'll have to do it on a spherical geometry?
No, any geometry. This shift is it's not the essential for the spherical one. So like if you write down the wave functions in disk geometry also, then you can see that the flux and particle relations for Laughlin states, it's always 3n minus 3. So now we'll hear the experimental, it was performed by Pan et al. In 2003, that you can see here between 1/3 and 2/5, there are some minima in diagonal resistivity. So they assign the filling factor at 4/11, 5/13, and 3/8. Similarly, the other side also, other side of 1/3, between 1/3 and 2/7, there are some states. So if I write down the filling factor in terms of composite fermions, so for this regime between 1/3 and 2/5, this is 1 plus nu bar by 2 into 1 plus nu bar. So it says that the composite fermions fill fully first effective Landau level, and the second effective Landau level is partially filled for this reason. And for this regime, so that is the composite fermions with 4 flux points attached to it, and the effective field is negative, so that's why it's negative. So this sequence will come from this the relation, and that is from this relation. Now following our study, so there are two more experiments. Here they see even the plateau here for 4/11. So they also see some plateau here at 4/11. So these are the other states, 5/13, 3/8. So here also see that they're 5/13 there. So now the thing is that. Maybe the sample is not still, maybe sample is not still pure enough to see this, because the gap is very small. Yeah, you expect it to vanish, yeah. So now the thing is that theoretically that we have to show that the states are incompressible states. So now if I follow the exact diagonalization, so we cannot go beyond 12 particles or 14 particles, and then you cannot conclude also. So if you were 12 particles, 14 particles, fine, you can do exact diagonalization, but you cannot conclude anything. Both are spheres. There's no filling factor, so I will describe later. So let's say this is my flow chart of the study. This is called composite fermion diagonalization. So this is the thing. So nu CF is 1 plus fraction. And so what I do is I diagonalize for this filling factor that is very doable. So I choose the basis states. And then I lift that basis state into the second effective Landau level. So I construct these basis states. Then I composite Feynmanize with this part and project into the lowest Landau level. So these are the basis states for the chilling factor nu. But after projections, these wave functions are not orthogonal. So basically, we orthogonalize by Gram-Schmidt procedure to orthogonalize those wave functions, and then evaluate the Coulomb-Hamiltonians with this orthogonalized basis by Monte Carlo method, and finally diagonalized to get the eigenvalues.
Sorry. So you say that these are many body states.
Right.
And then you are. But you are looking for a ground state.
Yeah, the ground state, yeah. Yeah. So, I am getting all spectra, and the lowest energy will be the ground state. That's it. So I'm generating spectra. So
standard composite phenomenology.
Yeah.
Fill up some level and then.
Yeah.
So you are saying that you have kind of unfilled composite fermions.
Right.
Unfilled
levels.
Then there are a lot of degenerates.
Right. That's what it is.
So
yeah.
Is this class?
So these are the basis states, right? So you evaluate the Coulomb matrix element in these basis states.
So why do you need Monte Carlo programming?
Because these wave functions are for many particles, and this is many body integration that you have to do. So that is variational Monte Carlo that we do. Basically, the integrations. Two n dimensional integrals. Sorry? Yeah, this is not the basis, complete basis state. This is the reduced basis states in the composite Feynman Hilbert space. And I will show that how good it is. So that's the spectrum here. So if I see that the dashed lines, these are the exact spectra. This last blue lines, exact spectra. And in this reduced basis, what we get is that these circles. And see that low energy basis basically can be obtained by using this. And the Hilbert space dimension is very low. You can see here, so these are the numbers that one gets for the exact diagonalization. But here see that in this basis, just one state. And what we find is that the accuracy is within 0.05% accuracy of the energies. For any n and 2q. Okay, so now, so this is the relation, and so if I say the conventional wisdom that this when nu bar is 1/3, so that is that integer quantum Hall effect of this new composite fermions. So that consideration corresponds to lambda is the shift is 3, like Laughlin state. And if I choose that method, then nq and 2q will be given by these relations where lambda is 3 here. And for that n and 2q, you get the spectra by this composite Feynman diagonalization. And what we find is that for the state 411, so there is a 12 particles, and these are 16 particles. 12 particle is showing that there is a ground state at L equals to 0. So that is the signature of incompressibility of the composite of the state. But for 16 particles, what we see that ground state is not at L equals to 0. So it says that conventional mechanism does not give rise to fractional quantum Hall state at the filling factor 411. So what we did here, so I also showed that this relation holds for. So if I say that lambda is 3, that is a conventional, but instead lambda is equal to 3, if you take lambda equals to 7 for the filling factor nu bar 1/3, and the particular conjugate of that 1/3 is 2/3, which automatically gives lambda is -2. And I put those values of lambda nu bar here, so I get the relations 2q and n. So these are the n and 2q for the filling factor 411. These are the n and 2q for the filling factor 5 over 13. So these are the two lowest systems where we show the comparison with the exact diagonalizations. But since our method works very well, so we go ahead with the higher number of particles. And we see that for 411, for all the systems that we have chosen, from 12 particles to 28 particles, so the ground state at equals L equals to 0. Similarly, for 513 also, the ground state at L equal to 0. So it means that the 411 and 513 are incompressible states. So what is the character of these states? So it has been seen that if two composite fermions are put in the second effective Landau level, and if I find that interactions and express in terms of pseudo potentials, there we see that V3 actually greater than V1. But for the electrons that we see, V1 is greater than V3, but for the composite fermions in the second Landau level, so V3 is greater than V1. And then these people have started with the V3 pseudo potential, and they found that if the relations flux and particle 2q is 5n minus 9, which is corresponds to the filling factor 1/5 with this pseudo potential, then the eigenstate is the exact eigenstate of V3 for this flux particle relations. And for 1/3, the shift is minus 7, then V3 is not the exact, but it gives the incompressible state for 1/3 with the shift 7. Now, how they differ from the Laughlin state? So it says that some in correlation function, pair correlation functions is little bit hollower than the Laughlin state, and although not much difference. And then quasi-particle charge density and quasi-hole charge density has little bit oscillations in these new states before it becomes flat. So that's the difference that one gets from Laughlin state with these states. And so what we find is that the FQHU ground state at 411, so in the flux in second effective Landau levels follow like this, so WYQ like relations, then we get the incompressibility at 411. So if it was 3n minus 3, that was the conventional, like Laughlin like, but we get if I took 3n minus 7 for this composite fermions in the second effective Landau levels, so that describes the ground state at 411.
Composite
fermion
basis. Right. And then the effective Landau levels are for the composite fermion.
Right.
Then you're forming a fraction for all states of the composite
fermion. Right.
Which state are you forming for the four
levels? 1/3.
Huh?
1/3.
When you say 1/3.
Yeah.
So that's how you're
effective. Somehow different from the usual 1/3?
Yeah, usual 1/3, yeah.
Why is the shift different?
Yeah, usually what I showed is that usual 1/3 doesn't describe this incompressibility in this 411. But if I give this shift, 3n minus 7, instead of 3n minus 3 for those things,
but
then it describes
it.
Yeah, the shift is shift describes the topology of the state.
Yeah, so which state are you taking? Which state has the shift of 3n?
Yeah, so that's why they're saying that is these people studied that if it is 3n minus 7 instead of 3 for.
So it's
for
not the Laughlin state.
Not the Laughlin state.
It's not the Laughlin state of composite.
Right. Yeah, it's the form of the wave function is not known. The analytical form of the wave function is not known.
Okay, but is it for some interaction, is it the exact ground state?
Yeah, so not this one, but the other one, let's say for 1/5, the 2 is 5n minus 9, for this shift, so for the Laughlin, it is 5.
Yeah.
But if you take 5n minus 9, then this state is the exact state for the pseudo potential V3. So this is in that.
So in the end, you don't know what state it is. Why do you have to? How does working with composite functions help?
Yeah. So it says that okay, this is new from the Laughlin state. That's the only thing. Things that so. The topology, of course, they're different from that. So one is to find out that what is the analytical form of that wave function. So there is not none.
So sorry, my question is related to that. So the conventional, let's say 1/3, you fill up 3 effective lambda
levels. No, 1/3 is just one effective lambda level.
Okay, for other filling. Okay. Now you say that for this filling, you'll have to partially fill one of the lambda.
Yeah, partially fill that the partially fill. Yeah, the description. Yeah, the description of those partially fill level. What is the thing?
So the effective flux for that top lambda level will be different.
Now. Yeah, right, right.
So you're doing a composite fermion and non-composite fermion.
Yeah, yeah. Those composite fermion like because they have a different correlation. You can still call it a composite fermion with the different correlations.
Attaching.
Yeah, yeah. You can.
Those.
Set of right. Yeah, but so you cannot describe that as a integer quantum Hall effect of those composite fermions.
I thought that's what you are aiming.
No, yeah, you are aiming, but it's not. If it was a Laughlin like, then it was that.
But you take the top level, top effective lambda, which is partially filled.
Partially filled, and
then you do another construction so that becomes completely filled.
No.
It's not.
So if I take the projection of this the state that we find numerically find with this proposed state, so WYQ proposed state, and then you composite fermionize it usually, then I get the projections. So you can see that the projections are very good. So up to 28 particles, it's more than 96%. So the conclusion is that FK issue at 411 is due to WYQ type unconventional taxonomic quantum Hall effect in this second effective lambda level of composite fermions at 1/3.
WYQ just working with electrons.
That's right. Yeah, they are just working for the V3 pseudo potentials.
Pseudo potential
of V3, yeah.
Of electrons.
Yeah, electrons, yeah, right. So Laughlin is V1 solar potential V1, and this is V solar potential V3. So we also studied for a fully polarized 3/8 state in the same mechanism. So 3/8 state will be obtained through the filling factor, the nu bar is half. So in the second effective lambda level is half filled. So if the half filled case, we know from the five half states. So those are basically the Pfaffian kind of pair state. Also, it can be anti-Pfaffian, like this is the particular conjugate of the Pfaffian things, anti-Pfaffian. And those corresponds to the shift, lambda equals to 3 and lambda is -1. So you can put lambda 3 for the Pfaffian like correlations and -1 for the anti-Pfaffian like correlations and do the same method and try to see the spectra. And here we can see here for the Pfaffian like states, there is a minima at n equal to 0, but not in these particle systems. For n equal to 20, these correlations, these are not ground state at zero angular momentum. So the Pfaffian-like correlations are ruled out for this filling factor 3/8. However, the anti-Pfaffian correlations, which belongs to -1, there you can see for all these particle systems, 12, 18, and 24, you get the ground state at L equals to 0. So the and if I take the projections of these ground states with the proposed wave functions. So these are the filling factor 3/2, Pfaffian or anti-Pfaffian, and then composite fermionize with the trial wave functions. Or you take the Coulomb Hamiltonian Coulomb wave functions for the 3/2, and then composite fermionize. So get the this trial wave functions too, and I project projections of these two states with the obtained states, and see that for the antifaffian thing. So the projections are here 81%, 99%, and then 78%. These are not very good projections, but however, we also know that for 5 by 2, which is the candidate for Fafian states, there also the projections were not so good. So so this is this could be the possibly the due to chiral wave POI pairing. So but we are not sure. So the chiral POI pairing with antifaffian correlations in half field second effective Landau level of composite performance, this 3/8. But if I do the partially polarized 3/8 state, again for the Fafian or antifaffian, say again the Fafian is this part is Fafian. The Fafian is ruled out because you can see that the ground state is not at L equals to 0. But for the antifaffian, so these particle systems showing that ground state at L equals to 0, so the antifaffian is the possible candidate. And if I take the projections of these ground states with the proposed wave functions, then I see that its overlap is more than 99% in all these cases, up to 26 particles. So you can see that there is almost perfect realization of chiral POF pairing of composite fermions with antifaffian correlations in a two-component system, because this is very good overlap with the proposed wave function. So this bit of summary. So electrons capture two or four quantum vortices to form composite fermions. Then the composite fermions fill the lowest effective Landau level completely, and the second effective Landau level is partially. So then the composite fermions interact in the partially filled effective Landau level. Then a few issue of composite fermions in the second effective Landau level caused by the integer quantum Hall effect of higher order composite fermions which capture two more vortices does not take place. So that was the usual convention. But however, this WYQ correlations causing FQ issue of interacting composite fermions or their holes in the filling factors 1/3 and 2/3 gives the incompressible state at 4/11 and 5/13. Sorry, this will be 5/13, not 4/13. And then I also showed that antifaffian pairing correlations causing FQ issue for those interacting composite fermions at half filling give rise to FQ issue states at 3/8. And these second generation states are topologically distinct from the prominent states like 1/3 and 2/5. So how they are different? To see that, what we did is we calculated dispersion relations using single mode approximations for these neutral collective excitations following Garbin, McNaughton, and Plasman's method. So this is the ground state that we obtained, and then the excited state at momentum q will be this, and then project into the lowest Landau levels. So following their calculations, one can find that the gap in the spectrum will be delta k, can be calculated using these relations. So basically unknown thing is the structure factor, projective structure factors. So if I calculate pair correlations functions in this ground state, then you can find the structure factor. So naturally one can calculate delta k. So these are the proposed wave functions for 4/11 and 5/13, and this is for 3/8. So using these wave functions, we calculate GOPR and then calculate delta k. So this is the spectrum, let's say. So if I calculate for 1/3 GOPR, so you can see that one oscillation, there's just one oscillation and then becomes flat. And if I do 2/5, So they can hear that there's two oscillations. So in general, actually, if I take 3-7, there will be three oscillations, and so on and so forth. But for the new states between 1/3 and 2/5, for example, 4-11, 5-13, or 3-8, so there are many oscillations before it becomes flat at the point at 1.
So that seems to also point out a tendency for crystallization.
Yeah, right. So right. So there are many oscillations in general for all these states. Now you can calculate the dispersion. So there is a marked difference. So this is 1/3 dispersion, and this is 2/5 dispersion. Now if I calculate dispersion for these states, so there are two minima. There are, apart from other little bit not so consistent minima. So these two minima are consistent, and this minima at higher energy corresponds to the momentum, corresponding to that momentum actually matches with this 2/5 dispersion. But the primary the energy of the primary minima is very low and also occurs at very low momentum.
So that's not that oscillation. So you look at the wave vector of that oscillation. That should correspond to one of the two minima. If you have this oscillation in G of R.
Right.
So that defines a wave vector.
Right.
Will it fit with one of the two minima? Because it's like a mode becoming
smaller. Right. So yeah, the oscillations will fit with that one.
Even longer,
and that is consistent with all these filling factors. So, and the energy of that thing ranges from 0.004 to 0.011 in the unit of E square by epsilon L. This is turns out to be 0.05 to 0.14 millielectron volt. So this is less than 10% of the 2/5 filling factor, let's say. And if I go with the conventional theory, meaning the fractional state nu bar is from the Laughlin like, then the dispersal goes like this, which is just one minima, and that minima has much higher energy and also at greater momentum. But for this unconventional things, the energies are also very low, and also the momenta of this mode is very low. So in conclusion, that we say that second generation FQHE states are novel as they emerge due to unconventional mechanisms of FQHE of composite fermions. However, these things are yet to be known. So what will be the analytic form of the wave functions that will describe the FQHE in these states? And what will be the character of the edge states for these new fractional quantum Hall states? So basically, the topological character is not known.
Questions?
Yeah.
The fraction 4-11 differs from 1/3 by 1/33. Just 4/11 minus 1/3 equals 1/33. So now, can I imagine building like the old Halperin hierarchy? Take 1/3 state and add some small density of quasi-electrons. That may be a natural weight of. Then either they may crystallize
or make a quantum state.
So that may be more natural to.
Yes, actually, if, after this, I have studied another thing that, so if I modify the Laughlin quasi particle a little bit, not the usual Laughlin quasi particle. If I modify Laughlin quasi particle like this, and create Laughlin quasi particles way, and then at some point, the flux and particle relation will be such that these type of states will be formed. So what I say there is that, so if I say that there the 1/3 Laughlin condensate and 1/5 another condensate, and then they are coherently coupled, and they will make 4-11 state.
So you know, because also another thing seems to be happening. Suppose I imagine doping Martin's the quantum Hall state with that many holes, then the structure factor is changing, indicating somehow it is affecting the integrity of the 1/3 quantum Hall state and making them more crystalline.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
That may be.
Not yet, yeah.
Nobody
has
no other.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, this state is trapped between 2/5 and
1/3.
1/3. From 2/5, it's a deviation is 2 by 55. So you can build from that also.
Right, yeah, it's possible.
So you showed the experiment, experiment in 2003. Mm. Are there later experiments which
That's what it is.
Make it a minimum?
Not in minima, but they have seen the plateau.
They have seen the plateau, I see. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Here, 2015. So you can see that there is a little plateau there. With 1% accuracy, they said.
And in terms of excitations, are they non-Abelian quasi particles?
No, it's not yet studied. Yeah, not. But the whatever theoretically that we are seeing that with the nature of the wave functions, it's Abelian-like. It's not Abelian. Yeah. Non-Abelian will be for 3/8. So they're mostly like 5/2.